We are learning Masech the Sukkah, that Hayim and Beis, and we're beginning Hayim and Aleph, the two lines from the bottom at the end of a line. So the Gemara brought down that the Aron was 10 Tvachim high, and Hashem came down to the top of the Aron. And how do you know the Aron is 10 Tvachim high? Because the Pasuk says that it's 1.5 Amos. The Aron itself is 1.5 Amos, which is 9 Tvachim. And the Kaparis is 1 Tefach, and the Gemara was looking for a Makar at the Kaparis, for a source that the Kaparis is 1 Tefach high. So the first Pshat in the Gemara was learning that from Mascaris. Now Rav Huna is saying another Pshat. Rav Huna Amam Hacha. The Pasuk says, like we just had in Masechta Zuma, that when you do a Zerika on the Aron, you do it a Pnei HaKaparis, which the Gemara Taicht meant Keneged the width of the Kaparis. So Pnei HaKaparis means the width of the Kaparis, which means the height of the Kaparis, the cover of the Aron. Rav Huna Amam Hacha, Pnei HaKaparis Kedma. Ve'im Panim, it says Pnei HaKaparis, Ve'im Panim Pachas Tefach. A person's face is never less than a Tefach. A person's face, the height, from his chin to his forehead, is always at least a tefach. Right, the Gemara Kasha, you learn from Pnei, that means a tefach, Ve'ema ka'ape de bar yuchni, like the face of this huge bird called the bar yuchni. We also had this recently, the bar yuchni, it says the Gemara in Bukharis that the one time was matel an egg, and it drowned 60 cities. It's a mashal, but we're seeing how big the bar yuchni is. Like upon it, maybe it's the face of a bar yuchni. So the Gemara, to fast the merubah, like to fast the faster, more to faster. We take the smallest share we can have, the smallest panim we have. We're not going to take the biggest one. For the Gemara, if you're taking the smallest one, so I copy that spirit. Maybe it's the face of a small bird. The zutatuv, it's very small. So I know tefach. Amar Rav Acha by Yaakov. No, Rav Huna pnei gomer. He learns that Agzeres Shava pnei. Ksiv Hacha, it says here pnei kaparis, to the face of the kaparis. The ksiv hasam, and it says by Yitzchak, by Eis Pnei Yitzchak. This is actually talking about when Yaakov walked out and Esau was coming in. It says, V'kasha kilo Yitzchak levarach es Yaakov, v'hi ach yotzu Yaakov, v'eis Pnei Yitzchak, v'eis of achiv bom et seidai. So it says there Pnei Yitzchak, learn Pnei, and just like Yitzchak's face is a tefach high, because a person's face is a tefach high, same thing Pnei Akaparis means a tefach high. Pnei lef b'pnim shel maila. Learn now from a pasuk by Malachim that is Lashon Pnim, Panim, the Chsiv, Kirois Pnei Alekim V'Tetzein. He talked about a Malach there. Also by Yaakov Avinu, it says that Yaakov said that Kain Re'isi Panech Kirois Pnei Alekim V'Tetzein. Talking about the Malach. So you see that Panim is by a Malach, and a Malach's face is bigger than a human's face. So tomorrow, to fast the river, to fast. Again, we have two drashas, two Panims to learn out from. You learn out from the smaller one, not from the bigger one. Break the Gemara of an elf makruv. Learn out from a kruv. Right now we thought that the kruvim were like birds. So learn out from a kruv, and it says they're pnei. The chsiv elaka pyres you pnei akruvim. So you see, lashon pnei by kruvim, and that's smaller than a tefach. Omar vacha by Yaakov, gemiri. We have a Kabbalah. Ain pnei kruvim pchusim a tefach. The pnei of the kruvim are not less than a tefach. Whatever it is, it's at least a tefach. And Rav Huna Nami Gomer, Rav Huna also learns that from Kruvim, Pnei from Kruvim, that the Kaparis was a Tefach. Just like the face of a Kruvim says Pnei, and it's a Tefach high. Same thing, Kaparis is a Tefach high. Well, my Kruv, what's a Kruv? Rav Avol Kiravya, like a child. She came above all Karin Lianuka Ravya. We call a child in Bavel, we call him a Ravya. So Kruv is Kiravya, like the face of a Ravya, like the face of a child. The Kruvim are like a face of a child. So Al-Kaponim, what we're learning out, Pnei, that's the height of the Tefach. Omale Abaya, Elamiyata, it says in the Pasuk, Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, in Yecheskel, and the Pasuk sounds like a Kruv is not a human, because it says in the Pasuk like this, Pnei Echa, Pnei Kruv, or Pnei Hasheni, Pnei Adam. So it seems like that the Kruv is not Adam, because Heine Kruv, Heine Adam, what's the difference? So my answer is no, they're both people. One is Api Ravi, one is a face of an adult, and the other one is Api Zotri, one is a face of a child. But they both could be a Tefach Hai. And therefore we started learning out in the Pasuk of Pnei HaKruvim, that's Tefach Hai, but one's a face of an adult, and one's a face of a child. Like upon him, it's not Shver, the Pasuk says, Pnei Echad Kruv, Pnei HaSheni, Pnei HaAdam. So we established very clearly that the Aron is 10 Tefachim Hai. The Kadosh Baruch Hu comes down, the Shekhinah comes down on top of the Aron. So you see 10 Tefachim is Chelek Rishus Pnei Atzmai. So if I think about Kasha, okay, I know 10 Tefachim now. Maybe when I say a Sukkah is 10 Tefachim, I mean the Sukkah with the Schach. How do I know that inside the sukkah has to be 10 tefachim and schach has to be above 10 tefachim? Umemai dechalola asora bar mischocho, eima bahadis chocho. How do you know that the chol of 10 tefachim means, besides for the schach, maybe means with the schach? So tomorrow you're right, and we have to have a new drasha. All that drasha of the Oren is now, we have to a new drasha, because that only be a riot that the whole thing together is 10 tefachim. But how do you know that even the chalala of the sukkah, the inside of the sukkah has to be 10 tefachim? Elam beis alam gamalah. We learn that from the beis hamikdash. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, by the beis hamikdash, by Shlomo HaMelech, when we come back to bring right from the Oren, we're starting with the beis hamikdash, that it says over there that Shlomo HaMelech put inside the Kodesh Kedoshim these standing kruvim. And it says in the pasuk like this. First is the size of the Heichel. Heichel with the Kodesh Kedoshim. V'abayit ha-shabona ha-melech Shlomo Lashem, shishim am arka, it was 60 amas long, v'esim rachbay, 20 amas wide, v'shloishim am kamasai, 30 amas high. V'chsiv, koimis ha-kruv ha-echad, one of the kruvim that was standing on the floor, esir ba-ama, 10 amas high, v'chein ha-kruv ha-sheni, And second kruv also was 10 amas high. Now remember, 30 amas high was the height of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and these were 10 amas high. Metanya, don't tell a price. Ma matzino, just like you find Beis Olamim, kruvim shusha bayis im oimdim, that the height of the kruvim ended in the third of the bayis. Mishkanami, the Mishkan also kruvim bishlish habayis im oimdim. It's standing in the third of the height is in the third of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, so that's what we see. So kruvim, we're appearing two kruvim. The kruvim on top of the aron, the Gemara darshins, was ended at a third of the height. So let's analyze how high the ceiling was in the Mishkan. Mishkan kamahava esam. The Mishkan, the ceiling was 10 amas high. The Chassid says in the pasuk, how high were the kroshim? Those were the beams that were made the walls of the Mishkan. Esamas. The Chassid esamas erech hakarosh. There was 10 amas, the length of a koresh, and it was put standing up. So now, how much is 10 amas? Kama havalu shisim pushchi, 60 tvachim. 60 tvachim is the height of the Mishkan. Now, if you have an aroin with the kruvim on top of it, where did the kruvim have to end? They have to end by 20 tvachim. 20 tvachim, because a third, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there were a third, 30 amas, and the kruvim with 10 amas, which is by a third. Here also, 60 tvachim, this is by a third, is 20 tvachim. Tulsa kamahava, Esther Pushri, how much is a third? 20 tvachim. Dala asara, the Aron v'Kapayrus, you take off 10 for the Aron v'Kapayrus, postulay asara, so it must be the kruvim at 10 tvachim high. V'chsiv, it says by the kruvim, v'hoyu akruvim parasei charafayim lamayla, seichim v'kamfeyim ala kapayrus. The kruvim was spreading out their wings, lamayla, and they are seichich, schach, or schach, with their wings on the kapayrus. So if they're 10 tefachim high and their wings are spread out, karach manas chachol lemayla ma'asara. So you see that asara tefachim, that's called schach. But you have when you're putting shade over 10 tefachim, that's called schach. So Mara asks, how do you know where the wings were? Maybe the wings were level to the top of their guf. So again, it was within 10 tefachim. Not that it was 10 tefachim under the wings. Umay they got fayu elai reishukayim. How do you know that they put the wings above their heads? Maybe it was flush and even to their head. It says, maybe it's even higher. So maybe it's 20 tefachim. How do you know how high it was? Miksiv lamayla lamayla just says lamayla, which means right lamayla, immediately lamayla, and that teaches us the 10 tefachim. So bottom line is, it comes out Fidus Drasha, how do you know the shear of 10 tefachim v'sukkah? Not from the Aron, you know it from the top of the Aron, the Kruvim, which say, Seichim mekamfeim lemayla. So this is all based on that a tefach is 6, a amma is 6 tefachim. This whole thing is based on a amma is 6 tefachim, therefore 10 ammas is 60 tefachim. This whole Drasha is based on that mandiyama. And the truth is, Machalikas the Gemara, Honichel Reb Meir Amar Kol Ammas HaYabedis. A 6 tvachim amma is called bainis. Why? Because there's a small amma, which is 5 tvachim, and then there's 2 bigger ammas, more than 6 tvachim. There were 2 ammas in Shushan HaBira, in a place, there's a room called Shushan HaBira in the Beis HaMikdash, and one of them was a half a etzba bigger, and one was a full etzba bigger, but this is called a bainis. So Ramea said all the Amos in the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan were all Beinus. But El Rav Yehuda Omar, it depends. Amos shall binyan shisha tvachim. The Amah of binyan is 60 tvachim, for example, will be 60 tvachim high, the roof of the Mishkan. But v'shel kelim, he holds all the kelim are chamisha, are only 5 tvachim. So it's only 5 tvachim, we have a problem here. What are you going to say? Why? What's the problem? Aron v'kaparis kamahava. The Aron v'kaparis, Aron is 1.5 amos. 1.5 amos, if you do 5 tvachim amos, comes like this. 1 amos, 5 tvachim. A half amos, 2.5 tvachim. That's 7.5 tvachim. Plus a kaparis tefach is 8.5 tvachim. So you have 8.5 tvachim, and now the kruvim on top have to reach till 20 tvachim. It turns out the kruvim are 11.5 tvachim. They're being mesoichich of 11.5 tvachim. It comes out sukkah should be 11.5 tvachim high. Arumik kaparis kamahavdul havalu tamru palga. It's 8.5. Poshlu chad sari palga. You left with 11.5. Ema sukkah ad havachad sari palga. May your sukkah should be to 11.5. So what are you going to do with Rav Yehuda? What are you going to do with Rav Yehuda? Now, you're going to ask me, the Kruvim that was standing in Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash, they were also Kalim. So they also weren't a third anymore then. Because they were Kalim, they should be less. So man, it's a good kasha, and maybe it's Fasemus, Kriega, it speaks about it, I think it's Fasemus. So the answer has to be is that was called a Binyan also. Since they were attached to the ground, they were kavu to the ground, it wasn't a Kali. The Aron's a Kali. But it could be those Kruvim had a din of a Binyan, and therefore they were also the same share. But upon the kasha of Rabbi Yehuda, it should be 11.5. So you're right. But if you're Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have a drasha. Ella Rabbi Yehuda, Hilchasa Gemir Law. The halacha of 10 Tvachim is halacha of Moshe Messinai. Dom Rab Chiyabash, Yom Rab, Shi'urim. There's different shiurim, which means like kezayis and kesefes agasa. That's lachem Moshe Sinai. Chatzitzim, going to the mikvah, also lachem Moshe Sinai. Umechitzin and mechitzos are also lachem Moshe Sinai. All these are lachem Moshe Sinai, and that's the makar that 10 tvachim is the height of a sukkah. That's the makar that 10 tvachim is a mechitza. So that's what we really learn. Lachem Moshe Sinai. And Metz Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, we're going to learn what all about shiurim and about chatzitzim and about mechitzim. And explain this halacha Moshe Sinai, what's the raisa, what's halacha Moshe Sinai, later on, Mitzvah Shem on Daf Vav.